Have you ever gotten a call that changed everything? This month, we will stop and remember a day that changed everything for our country. It's one of those, where were you when you heard the news kind of days. Life altering, yet hope rises. A few weeks ago, my brother called me. He called to tell me some recent tests revealed cancer in his body. I don't know if you've ever gotten a call like that, but I'm sure you've had a moment when it seems time almost stands still and everything changes. I fell to my knees and began to cry out to the Lord. This verse kept ringing in my ears, 2 Corinthians 4:8-9. We are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. Every day since that call, my perspective is different. Everything has changed, while at the same time, life goes on. My brother is living this out day by day. It's a surreal place to be, and I know many of you know what that feels like. Maybe it's not cancer, but maybe the call you received was to learn of the death of a dear friend or loved one. Maybe the call was your own unexpected diagnosis, or perhaps a job loss, a tragedy in your community, a split in your family, or some other call that changed the course of your life as you've known it. You can't escape those moments. As much as you may want to jump in the car and run away, you can't. Life goes on, yet it does so in a much different way. Those are the hard-pressed, perplexed, persecuted, and struck down moments mentioned in 2 Corinthians 4. In the movies, it's when the hero is knocked down and it seems all hope is lost, but then they get back up. They lift up their head and press on to discover they are not crushed, not in despair, not abandoned, and not destroyed. This is what my family is walking through right now, and I personally know many more facing similar battles, and you may be as well. So I thought in this moment, right now, we could all use a reminder of who God is in these moments. We feel deeply and we can't run from what we feel, yet it's in that place we must remember what is true. Isaiah 41:10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. I don't know about you, but fear was the first enemy I fought after the call I got. Fear is the opposite of faith. Faith is what drives fear to its knees, no matter the wall we face, the valley before us, or the mountain to come. We are held in the hand of God. The righteousness of God holds us secure in Christ for eternity. That is our hope, and it's that faith which one day will be made sight, so we walk on. No matter the call we may receive or what this day may bring. That's the truth. Life hits us all. And when it does, remember you do not walk alone. May our prayer be like Job's after his life-altering day. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I'm Lori Klein.